Reinforcements have been arriving on South Australia's Lower Eyre Peninsula to battle a bushfire that's already destroyed 7 homes. The fire is still threatening the seaside town of Tulka, about 10 kilometres southwest of Port Lincoln, and has already caused extensive crop and wildlife losses. It's in a region that suffered 9 deaths from fires in 2005, as Tim Jeans reports.
Divisional CFS Commander Tristan Baldock says it's been a tough battle, given other fires in the region in the past week.
Resources have been drained on Eyre Peninsula, and certainly the guys and girls, are a bit weary and ready to go home for a rest. We've had a number of fires burning on Eyre Peninsula over the past week. About a week ago, we had quite a bit of electrical activity come through, which sparked a number of fires across Eyre Peninsula. Some of those have been ongoing. So this isn't an isolated incident. It has put a lot of draw on local volunteers.
In the town of Tulka, some residents have left despite a reduced fire threat compared with yesterday. For 16-year-old Inda Gynell, it's her second major fire threat, with the town losing many houses in 2001 in a fire that burnt for about 2 months.
Yeah, we were trapped for about 8 hours. It was a bit scary because we didn't know if it was near our house.
The main areas hit by the fires remain off limits. Those who lost their houses are being offered emergency accommodation. CFS Regional Commander Kevin May is in Port Lincoln. He says the danger posed to Tulka residents has subsided.
There's a bit over 2,000 hectares burnt, so we've fully resourced for the incident to make certain we keep it inside containment lines and mop up a fair distance off the edges, because this is the start of the fire season, not the end of the fire season. So, you know, we'll have issues if we don't get this mopped up appropriately all through the fire season until we get their first spring rains.
No cause for the fire has been released. Its toll includes a dozen sheds and 4 vehicles. Wildlife losses are also heavy. Bette de la Perelle from Mikara Camp among the koalas says the toll of koala deaths is yet to emerge, although her house was saved by friends and neighbours.
And there was a fire truck somewhere, and he said, We'll save the house for you, Bet. And they did quite magnificent effort.
On the side of one burnt-out road, the ABC found Clint Woods with an injured koala.
Oh, it's sad, but, I mean, you know, it shows you that life exists in the fire, mate, you know. If Animal Rescue get here in time, I think he'll be right.
While the main focus remains on fighting the fire, the issue of native vegetation clearance is already emerging, including roadside vegetation. The region's mayor is Julie Lowe.
We have to abide by what the legislative restrictions are, and you know, after the 2005 fire, this was an issue that was hotly debated by various parties. People have very different stance on how this is, you know, how this roadside vegetation should be dealt with. The council has to comply with what the current legislation is.
That's the mayor of the Lower Eyre Peninsula, Julie Lowe, ending that report from Tim Jeans.